This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Arkansas first responders on Saturday were sifting through debris for more possible victims after tornadoes sliced through the state after a blast of extreme spring weather swept much of the United States. Reuters' Chris Dignam has more.
First responders searched for more possible victims on Saturday after powerful tornadoes tore through Arkansas, where at least five people were killed and dozens of others were injured in the storms. Officials said the tornadoes flipped over vehicles and brought down power lines in Little Rock and large east of the state capital. A blast of extreme weather swept through much of the U.S. on Friday, with thunderstorms and tornadoes menacing the nation's midsection from Texas to the Great Lakes. In Indiana, authorities said three people were killed and a state of emergency was declared for the affected areas. Eyewitness footage showed overturned trucks and debris scattered across a road following a violent storm.
Reuters' Chris Dignam reporting. A top Ukrainian cleric from a church with alleged ties to Moscow was sentenced to house arrest on Saturday after a hearing into whether he glorified invading Russian forces and stoked religious divisions. Kyiv is cracking down on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, or UOC, on the grounds it's pro-Russian and collaborating with Moscow. The church denies those claims. In a statement, the UOC said a court in Kyiv had also ordered Metropolitan Pavlo to wear an electronic bracelet. The Interfax Ukraine and Ukraine Forum news agencies said Pavlo had been given 60 days of house arrest. After the ruling, Pavlo told reporters he believes the decision was a political one. Pavlo has been living in a 980-year-old monastery complex. The government said